is a Fox News alert. I'm Laura Cantor. Additional classified documents have been found in President Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home. The FBI making the discovery on Friday. And they also confiscated some of the president's notes dating back to when he was vice president. Fox's Jackie Heinrich has details.
DOJ requested that the search not be made public in advance, which is likely why we were not told about it on Friday. In the briefing room, we asked the White House press secretary why Biden was going to Rehoboth. It's the summer home he usually goes to. He fairly often goes to Wilmington, but hardly ever goes to Rehoboth these days. And we wondered why he was going to Rehoboth this weekend instead of Wilmington. He declined to comment. Now we know there was a search ongoing at that time.
The White House says they have been fully transparent with investigators. Meanwhile, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain is reportedly planning to leave his position in the coming weeks. Police in Daytona Beach, Florida, arresting 76-year-old Ellen Gilland for the shooting death of her terminally ill husband at a hospital after a nearly four-hour standoff.
She killed him and then she was going to turn the gun on herself, but decided she couldn't go through with it. So we were able to establish a dialogue with her. We used a distractionary device to get her to put that gun down.
Daytona Beach Police Chief Jakari Young. Gilland is expected to be charged with first-degree murder. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen telling the Associated Press that she expects Congress will eventually vote to raise America's debt limit. The Kansas City Chiefs are headed to their fifth straight AFC championship game with Saturday's 27-20 win over the Jacksonville Jaguars. They will face the winner of Sunday's game between Cincinnati and Buffalo. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The 6-year-old Virginia boy accused of shooting his teacher apparently made threats to another teacher at his school. Fox's Matt Napolitano has the details.
The Washington Post learning that Abigail Zwerner raised concerns and requested help from officials at Richneck Elementary School about her student's behavior, including a threat to light a teacher on fire and watch her die. Fellow teachers say the issue was dismissed. Zwerner was teaching a first grade class in Newport News, Virginia, when the boy pulled out a 9mm handgun owned by his mother and fired at her. Richneck Elementary School has come under hefty criticism for their handling of the 6-year-old parent sounding off this past week when the school district superintendent acknowledged a tip that the boy had a gun with him that day, but failed to uncover the weapon after searching his backpack.
Actor Alec Baldwin could face jail time over the accidental shooting death on the set of the film Rust. Fox's Alexis McAdams reports.
Alec Baldwin faces up to 6.5 years in prison if convicted in this case. Baldwin was spotted here in New York City just in the past few days as he's facing charges of involuntary manslaughter for the shooting death of a cinematographer on the set of the movie Rust. The DA here citing criminal disregard for safety. The shooting happened back in October of 2021 on this movie set in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Baldwin has said in interviews that he did not pull the trigger. A Georgia protester is killed after he shot a state trooper.
The officer was hospitalized and the 26-year-old protester died when cops returned fire just outside Atlanta on Wednesday. Officers were clearing demonstrators from an 85-acre area that police planned to make into a public safety training center. The protesters had been camping out on the land, which they dubbed Cop City.
That's Fox's Trace Gallagher. The person killed identified as 26-year-old Manuel Esteban Paez Terran. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.